Good afternoon, Dr. B. I'm thrilled to dive into the delightful chaos of chicken, 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 chicken. I mean, who knew a paper about chickens could ruffle so many feathers?
Good afternoon, Dr. A. I must say, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the idea that repeating chicken can actually convey emotion. I mean, if I wanted to express my feelings, I'd probably choose something a bit more substantial than poultry.
Ah, but that's the beauty of it. Just imagine the emotional depth of a well-placed chicken. Picture this. You walk into a room and someone yells, "Chicken!" in a joyous tone. Suddenly, you're not just hearing a word, you're feeling the excitement of a chicken party.
A chicken party? Now that's a clucking good time. But let's be real, if I walked into a room and someone just kept chicken over and over, I'd think they were either having a mental breakdown or trying to summon a flock.
Exactly. And that's where tone comes in. It's like the secret sauce on your chicken sandwich. You can have the best chicken in the world, but if it's dry and lacks flavor, who's going to want to eat it? Just like in language, tone adds that juicy flavor.
So you're saying that if I say chicken with enough enthusiasm, I could convince someone to join me for dinner? I might just start a new trend: emotional chicken dining.
Now that's a concept. You could have different emotional chicken dishes: joyful chicken, sarcastic chicken, and of course, angry chicken served with a side of mashed potatoes.
I can see it now. People sitting around the table, trying to decipher the tone of the chicken before they take a bite. This one tastes a bit bitter. Must be the sarcasm.
And let's not forget the bored chicken. That one just sits there on the plate looking disinterested. You know, like when you're at a party and someone keeps talking about their cat's diet.
Oh, the dreaded cat diet conversation. I'd take the bored chicken over that any day. But back to your point, can we really say that a repetitive word like chicken can evoke genuine emotion?
Absolutely. Think about how we often express ourselves with just a tone. You could say chicken in a way that sounds like you just won the lottery or like you just stepped in something unpleasant. It's all about the delivery.
So you're saying that if I say chicken, like I just found out I'm getting a raise, it'll sound completely different than if I say it like I just lost my favorite pen.
Exactly. And that's the magic of tone. It's like the seasoning that makes the chicken dish memorable. Without it, you're just left with bland, boring poultry.
Well, I must admit, you've made a compelling case for the emotional power of chicken, but I still think we need to keep our linguistic structures intact. Otherwise, we might end up in a world where chicken means everything and nothing at the same time.
True, but isn't that the fun part? A world where chicken can mean joy, sadness, or even confusion. It's like a linguistic buffet.
A buffet of chickens. Now that's a feast I'd attend. But let's make sure we have some structure. Maybe a menu?
Definitely. A menu that lists all the emotional flavors of chicken. Today's special, chicken a la confusion, served with a side of tone salad.
I'll take two orders of that, and maybe a dessert of chicken surprise for the adventurous eaters.
Now we're cooking. Who knew a debate about tone could lead us to such delicious conclusions?
Only in the world of linguistics, my friend. Let's keep the chicken conversation going.
Absolutely. Here's to more clucking good discussions in the future.